But we had a big guard. And my dad would get us off to the field, and he'd get on his horse, you know, and make it round. And then he'd work sometimes, but most of the time we rented some land. He'd put his farm and took all his time overseeing. And then he'd come in about 10 o'clock and go to the garden and work until dinner time. And then whenever we came in for dinner, we would eat dinner in a hurry and go to the creek, the swimming hole. And then he'd throw a holler for time to come to work. We'd stand in the time to go to work, and then we'd run to the house and grab our meal and go to the field. We didn't rest at dinner time. We'd have a dinner in a hurry to get to go to the swimming hole, go in swimming. We weren't so very far from the house. But in the fall of the year, we always had a bunch of hogs to turn out. Now, they don't turn hogs out now. Uh-huh. And I lived on those creeks. We had swamp. But then in the field, you know, we planted plenty of peas. And we picked those peas, too. All right? In the spring of the year, my mother would cook those peas with a big hunk of meat in them, you know, and boy, they don't nobody cook like that no more. And it was good.
What
huh?
kind of meat?
That's just fat meat. Just put in, maybe a little lean in, put in those peas. And it was good, but old people talk about it. They don't ever cook that no more. Well, anyway, they'll turn those hogs out in the fall after you got through getting the crop. In other words, they didn't plant no winter crop in those days. Mm-hmm. You got through with the crop and that was it. All right, and we had some swamp. But when they got through eating out the field, they would go to the swamp. You ever heard of beech mash?
Yeah, that was came out acorns and
that's
beech.
Right. All right, and then there's a lot of timber in those days. All right, and beech mash, and those hogs would get big fat. Well, then we'd take them up, and he'd feed them, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, you know, with corn. That's before he'd kill them.
Where'd you put them? Was there a place?
We had a pen after we took them up. We had a dog that would trail them up and catch them. We'd get them up all right.
Was it just dirt, or do you have a floor to it?
No, we just had a pen with dirt in it. That's what the hogs. There may be a shed in one corner for it could get out of the mud. And then we always had a good big pen for them, too.
Yeah.
And I have, talking about that beech mash, in those days, you could go in a low place in the woods when we'd be squirrel hunting or hunting anytime, and rake up leaves and beech mash and set it to fire, you know, and parch the beech mash. And it was good. But you don't see. Well, in my farm, but very few little beech mash trees now. But not, it used to be big trees, man, and the beech mash would be covered the ground. It was good to eat. Now, you don't eat acorns, you know, but that beech mash, it was good.
You could eat it?
Sure. That's what I say. Rig it up with leaves in there all together and set the fire. And when the leaves burn off, the beech mash be parched. Sit down there and just eat parched beech mash. You talk to some of the old people, they can tell you about that. Sure.
All the day.
Yes, sir. The big hunt, get tired and stop, sit down there and rig it up.
Did you have a place near the barn, say, where you would milk your cows?
Yeah. In other words, we had a gear house. That, you know, where we put all the gears and such as that. And brought the mule in and hung them. We didn't keep all the gears where the mule, the barn was. Then they had a special house for the gears and plows. Well, that's where, under that shed, my mother would do the milking. You know, we'd feed the cows a little in the morning, you know, while she'd milking most of them. And that's where we'd, under the shed, where she'd do the milking. And then, in the fall of the year, when you got through with the crop, we'd put all the plows in this, what they call the gear house. That's what they call the gear house.
Yes, sir.